All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Troy Larson, and the Lakers are getting ready for postseason play here and had a great season so far. They finished the regular season 25-5, and you know, talk to us a little bit about the year, coach, and your thoughts so far.
Well, thanks for having me, Ash. We had a really good year, 25-5. I believe it's our school record for wins in the regular season. We played a tremendous schedule. You know, all five of our losses are against ranked teams in either Division One or Division Two. So played some really good people, and our league obviously is I call it a meat grinder. I mean, it's a very tough league. So we, we're battle tested. I mean, 30 games into it, we've seen pretty much anything. We've had some really good wins. We've had a couple tough losses, but I think the combination of that all, it's time. It's postseason time, and I feel like we're as prepared as we can be for it. We're healthy, which is a good thing, and we're really looking forward to postseason starting here.
That's great. And the Lakers finish third this season in conference, and so they will host Ellsworth, the sixth seed, tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in our Laker gymnasium. But talk to us a little bit about the game and what you guys need to do well.
Sure. It's a big picture. It's just a game of seconds. I mean, we're real close to being the one seed. And I wish we could have finished the game at DMAC to get the one seed. But, you know, again, the league is really good, and us falling to three seed is just the way it is. So we're going to have to go on the road and get a couple if we can get by Ellsworth. But played Ellsworth twice during the year, including just this Saturday. We played really well at Ellsworth. We shot the ball really well. We played at a good, crisp pace. They're a good team. They have three guards that are really good. They got good size. They're about a 500 team overall, but they're scary. And we've done a really good job both times on them, competing, especially on the perimeter, doing a good job against their perimeter guys. And we're going to have to come and bring it. And I think, you know, Coach Mullenberg's been around for a long time, and he's a good quality coach. And I think scheme-wise, both teams on Saturday were very vanilla. Nobody showed really anything different. And I think he'll have some different things going on. I think they'll probably try to control tempo a little bit against us a little bit more. And I think they might try to switch up defensively against us, maybe go into some zones and that sort of stuff. So it'll be a good contest, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I know your guards have played really well as of late. And just talk to us about some of your key players, you know, and what kind of things they need to do.
Sure. We've had great sophomore guard play. Justin Brookins, Malcolm Clayton, Boston Grimes. The three of them, Boston, Malcolm, been with us 2 years, and JB's a transfer. They've been great this year. Provided awesome sophomore leadership. You know, you got three guys on the floor that are all, you know, 60 plus college basketball games in their careers, which helps down the stretch of games, you know, when you have that amount of experience. And they're both, all three of those kids are tough and play the right way, and both offensively and defensively. So they're going to have to continue to do that, and they're going to have to elevate their games and play well in the postseason. And then our four sophomores had a good solid year too, and Alan Kikwaki, one of our forwards, and he's, you know, plays anywhere from 3 to 5, and he's really came on. He's a much better player than he was early in the year and even last year. So our four sophomores have been really good for us, and we need to be really good for us for another, hopefully, couple weeks.
Yeah, that's exciting. And again, for the fans, the game again is tomorrow night, March 3rd, in the game against Ellsworth at 7 p.m. we'll host in the Laker gymnasium. But anything else, coach, you want to add and talk to the fans about?
Well, we've had great fan support all year, and it's very important for us, and we play well. I'd say probably our two best games of the year have been DMAC at home and Kirkwood at home, and both those games, it was pretty well sold out in there, and we'd really appreciate a great crowd, and we appreciate the support that Esterville and the surrounding communities give us, and we're hoping to see a lot of familiar faces in there Tuesday, like you said, at 7 against Ellsworth, because it does allow us and make us play better when there's a good crowd in there, and the Laker faithful are pretty rowdy, so that'll be a good night, and I'm looking forward to it. So just encourage everybody to come out, and hopefully see you tomorrow night.
All right. Best of luck, Coach.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.